Or sign up for an educational workshop at elderadvisorslaw.com. Your community, your opinions, your forum. This is Your Talk Show on WCLO. Opinions expressed on Your Talk Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WCLO or Big Radio staff, management, or sponsors. The open phone and text line number is 608-752-4000. Now, here's the host of Your Talk Show, Tim Bremmel.
All right, welcome back to the program. We use the term wash, rinse, and repeat a lot of times for all kinds of things in society. Our next guest uses it in the term it was originally invented for, I think. Nate Learned is in the studio. Nate and his wife launched a cleaning service a few years back and are now stepping out into a whole new area where you're distributing, I guess we'll call them natural cleaning products. Is that the best way to or how do you categorize them, Nate?
About as natural as you can get.
Okay.
Yep.
Nate, give folks a little background on you. You are a veteran and a currently serving in the Army still.
That is correct. So I've originally enlisted back in 2013 just with the National Guard as M-Day. So I was just a weekend warrior type of style. And been in since, been in with different units throughout that time, and now started at AGR active with the National Guards for about a year and a half ago. So, and that's, I was with aviation for some time within the National Guard within units. So that was a really good time, fueling helicopters or the Black Hawks, and just kind of doing fuel throughout that whole time, up until I went active and more on the, with the full-time staff and, doing administrative, obligations and that.
Okay. So. Well, thank you for your service and continued service. And, the National Guard, is great, but it doesn't necessarily pay all the bills. So there's still work to be done in the household. And, you are you're from the Madison area?
Yes, Cottage Grove.
Cottage Grove. Married with kids or something like that now. What's your family situation?
Yep, we have two daughters. One's just over 2 years old. The other one just turned one back in June.
All right. So you've got a busy household life.
We do. We've got another one on the way.
That's for sure. So tell us about how you started down this road and ultimately got here to the business you're now calling Mr. Suds.
Yeah, so it's kind of an unorthodox story a little bit. I was back in 2021. My wife and I started a cleaning company, as you mentioned. It was just a residential move-in, move-out house cleanings for the most part. And she's been full-time with the VA during the day, so she was just helping out when she could, when she had, you know, days off. And throughout the cleaning of households, I don't know if it was outside of COVID that might have kind of brought people to want more natural cleaning products and just, you know, cleaner home and things like that. So when I was cleaning homes, people would ask me consistently if we could use only vinegar for cleaning the surfaces and just utilizing more natural products. So kind of triggered me to utilize the, you know, take advantage of that with using vinegar in homes, but laundry was one of our additional services. So I was working full-time with the city of Madison, working night shift, and this is what I would do during the day when we started the company.
Okay.
So I do these cleanings in the mornings, and throughout the, when laundry was one of our additional services, so I wanted to, it kind of just sparked something in me to start learning about what, you know, bad chemicals were in a lot of the leading brands in that. So through developing my own laundry powder to use in households, it I quickly learned how many different, like, toxic chemicals were in leading brands of laundry, such as formaldehyde, phthalates, parabens, 1,4-dioxane, and just a lot of, in my opinion, unnecessary ingredients that just risk people having breakouts and things like that. So yeah, a lot of people just absolutely loved it. They started to ask me, hey, where can I get this stuff? Do you have like an online store and this and that? And I, you know, after talking with my wife about it, she's like, "Hey, you should keep researching this. Like, you may have something going on here." And yeah, we just further development and then launched the brand. And the brand was actually originally Mr. Suds as a cleaning company.
Oh, okay.
So the name withheld.
Gotcha.
All right. So we just made that transition.
All right. So I pulled up a list of the things in one of the popular NAM brand laundry detergents. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to read them all because you won't get to talk again if I try to. But they're listed alphabetically. And actually, this is fairly informative. If you just want to inform yourselves, you can take the same exercise. So they're listed alphabetically. Alcohol ethoxylates, amylase. I'm going to slaughter all these names. Bentonite, benzoylazine. C16, C14, C10, whatever those are, calcium chloride, diethanol glycol, dimethicone, ethanolamine laurate, fatty acids, oh, who knew, glycine, lipase. There's got to be, I mean, just as I go through it, there has to be at least 100 different chemicals in that laundry detergent. Read me the back of yours.
So the back of ours in Lieutenant Lavender, which is our all-natural one, mm-hmm. that's got the lavender essential oil.
Okay.
It's sodium carbonate, sodium bicarbonate, magnesium sulfate, and sodium chloride with the essential oil.
Four.
Four and cleaning the agents oil. In the essential oil. That's it.
Okay, gang. So. I'm just saying contrast and compare sometimes is really good. And what's interesting, Your experience in the military is with fueling and some mechanical type operations and that kind of thing. It sounds to me like. So it's not like you don't have a BA in chemistry or anything, but you can do the beautiful thing about the internet these days is you can do some research, or you can call your great grandma and say, "What did you use to clean windows?" And she'll say, "Oh, just vinegar and a piece of newspaper." Right, really? Right, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what's going on here, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of back to the basics in essence with just the ingredients, you know, that have been used for like generations. And for some reason, you know, those ingredients just started getting more and more and more. And it's, you know, it's perfect for the everyday clean of clothes and does what it needs to.
You've found a niche in an industry which is not easy to do these days. Mm-hmm. You know, and to go up against, you know, some of the big manufacturers and that kind of stuff is paramount. And I'm guessing that's not even necessarily where you're interested in going, but you've got this to the point that these products are packaged with the logo and a name, and they're readily available for purchase. Mm-hmm. So are you, I don't want to ask the question, are you concerned about the salesmanship part of this? Do you actively go out and say, "Here's why you should buy this"? Do you got a little kiosk at a grocery store going, mm-hmm. "Hey, see our product and try it"? Do you do side-by-side comparisons and all that kind of stuff? Or is this like, "Hey, we found a niche that people seem to want, they've asked me for it, I'm trying to provide it here, mm-hmm. and I'm just good with whoever wants to get it.
Yeah, actually, ironically, TikTok was one of the biggest platforms that helped us grow. And throughout, that was another thing my wife encouraged me on. She was like, saw something from other small businesses. She's like, "You should get on here, like, and just try it out, go live." And for whatever reason, a lot of veterans themselves, veteran families, started watching and just were really intrigued. And it just absolutely grew the business. Like kind of like wildfire. So throughout videos and again just going live, it really kind of got the word out there of who we are and everything about the brand.
Well, there's so much I always feel like I want to offer about my experience with veterans and veteran-owned companies and just the behavior of group of military and ex-military people and whatever. You understand the human dynamic so much better, I think. And it's not ever about just one person. It's always about a group or everybody in the country for that matter. So when you're putting this together, I know it was very important to you to also kind of take the business in a direction that a lot of big commercial businesses don't go anymore, which is to kind of use part of it to give back.
So we've given it back to different entities such as like the Wounded Warrior Project, and we want to eventually capitalize that. There's Healing Patriots that are more locally too, that we've given to as well. So you know, as we continue to grow, that's definitely that's going to be a continued goal, is to give back to, you know, because being a veteran myself, you know, that kind of holds home. So,
well, it's very encouraging, and I'm sure that yes, as you get started and people start to take notice of the aspects of it that aren't just about putting the clothes in the washing machine with your product, but there's all these other outside things, it makes it even more attractive. But I do think that there is a growing need for us in a lot of different ways to go back to the simpler types of things. And in all honesty, we're convinced of a lot of things by media, much more so now. But I mean, I'll go back a long time before, you know, computers ever hit the stage and there were three channels on TV and all that kind of stuff. And even then, we were being convinced that this particular cleaning product was better than that one because it was new with something else added. And then they held up the two t-shirts and one was, you know, and as I learned over time, mm-hmm. one was brand new out of the package and one they grabbed from somebody that had been wearing it for 3 years, and that, you know, they led you to believe that it was the detergent doing that. Yeah, not so much. Mm. So when it comes down to this, one thing I'm sure people ask you all the time, it's okay, it's all natural and I love that, but does it do the job as well as some of the other detergents that are out there?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And I always, you know, I'm always transparent. I am with everyone, you know, with there being the natural cleaning agents, and that it's good for an everyday cleaner. Mm-hmm. You know, your sweats, I'm a sweaty guy, especially in the summer. It deodorizes, you know, fantastically. It softens clothes in the most natural way. That's another big thing, is people, they don't even need to use softener because of those natural cleaning agents. And you have to try, you know, once you feel it, it's just so soft. It gets rid of the dirts and that very, very minor oils. So it's mm-hmm. it's not a stain remover. I always let people know,
yeah.
you know, deep stains in that. And but that's also why those products are out there. For, you know, those
and again, you know, before they were products, if you will, people still had stains on clothing that they wanted to get out, and there were ways to do it. So if you're really thinking about shifting in that regard or trying this, I mean, I work this job. I probably don't need 90% of the chemicals anymore. That are in that stuff, because I don't have grass stains on my knees anymore. I did when I was a kid, but I don't, you know. But you just want to make sure that the clothes are clean and they smell fresh and all that kind of stuff. And so this seems like it's the perfect thing for 80% of the people out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And we've even, I mean, what surprised me initially was a lot of mechanics were coming to me and saying, we love this powder. I'm like, oh, wow, like that's fantastic, you know, because I'm not a mechanic myself.
Yep.
I've done testing, you know, of course, in the initial phases and that. But, it you know, so that, you know, it does work for mechanics. Mm-hmm. They've made, a lot of them have made that claim. So, but yeah, like you said, it's for your everyday clean for well over, you know, 80% of people. It's perfect for us. So
take us back a little bit. Some point you have this cleaning business, people are starting to inquire about, you know, the more natural types of cleaning things that they know are out there. Mm-hmm. And you get this kind of moment that you go, I wonder if I could do that in the laundry part of my business. Mm-hmm. Did you walk into a room somewhere in the house and start mixing stuff together and see what works best? Or how did you get from idea stage to package stage,
right,
basically?
So you know, with us using it when we were a residential house cleaning company, that's when I began the research of, you know, make sure is it going to destroy the washing machine at the very, very beginning phase? What ingredients do what? with these natural cleaning agents. So I just, after doing so much research of, you know, what each ingredient does and developing just kind of a very, very beginning prototype of the product, that's what I was doing. I was mixing it in our household initially, doing the initial blends, and then we'd use it on our own laundry. And I even asked the clients that I was cleaning homes and doing cleaning their clothes too with laundry, if they could kind of be, you know, if it was okay if I used it there.
And just they were your beta testers,
right,
if you
exactly,
will.
Yeah. Okay. So it worked out in that capacity. And it just, that's when people were, you know, I had to make some minor tweaks, but just from the get-go, it was a really solid laundry detergent. And yeah, it just kind of kicked off from there. So,
well, you're obviously in place, at least with one of our listeners who has texted us and said, I especially like the natural ingredients and the scent is very nice and not overwhelming. Excellent customer service. There's your first on-air review, Nate.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
So you've got the laundry product and you've got that in both liquid and powder now at this point?
We do. Yep. Yep. So we have just three of the scents in the liquid.
And so which is first? I always wondered that. Like when there's a liquid and a powder version, I'm like, well, is it just the powder mixed with a little water to make it the liquid version? Or
no, they're different ingredients, actually.
Oh, are they?
Yep. So I always say the powder is the most natural that you can get.
Okay.
Because there's only the five ingredients. So the liquid is not 100% natural, but there are plant-based cleaning agents and actual cleaning surfactants, which that's where, you know, as we were talking a bit about before, you know, years ago, I was learning the difference between surfactants and natural cleaning agents. So surfactants, the liquid detergent is actually going to get a bit of a deeper clean. So when you have very, very messy clothes, I always recommend, because there are enzymes as well.
So if you're doing the kids' clothes, maybe you want to use liquid, and otherwise, if you're looking at just your basic clean, the powder is going to be what you want.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mom and dad, we always use the powder for our stuff.
So how long have you been at this with the packaged product at this point?
The packaged product, I'd say about just over two years now with it packaged.
So you've taken your time. You're not going crazy. You're not borrowing hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy, you know, crates of this stuff. You're going at a speed that it sounds like you can keep up at that. Mm. What are you hoping happens in the future? And are there more opportunities for other products besides the laundry line?
Yeah, there's we're looking into, because the other thing that is of big importance, as you know, just with starting a family and that, being more cognizant of the ingredients, you know, we're looking at actually dishwashing tablets. Huh. So you know, the food that we eat is, it sits in bowls, it sits on plates and that. So we've been researching that for some time now. And
well, you let me know about that, because I've always had a question about that, because I take this little thing that, you know, and I use the ones that there's a hard part and then there's a gel part. And they're encased in this little plastic dissolving thing, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And I put them in the thing and I shut the door and I walk away from it. And when I'm done, the dishes are supposedly clean. And I'm like, all right, but what is it that stops whatever that gel coating is? what is it that makes one dissolve? For, you know, I would think that the rinse agent ought to be last. I'm not asking you to explain it now. I'm just saying, when you get ready, sure, I'll try yours, because I understood simple when it was simple, and now I'm just using this because it's what everybody uses. But I'd be glad to go back to something that just got the dishes clean, I didn't have to think about it. Yeah. That I think is an appetite that a lot of people these days are having in a lot of different areas of their life, but certainly in the things where there's so many chemicals, and you don't even realize it anymore now. You're just told that, well, this is the best brand, and you grab it off the shelf, and you have to look a little harder. Mm-hmm. To find these alternatives like yours. I don't know where you're at yet. You can tell us, but I know you have a website that you can order it on.
Yeah.
But it's I've known from people that are in the business that it's not exactly super easy to get it on a supermarket shelf somewhere.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So we just moved into a warehouse here in Janesville as well. And so we unfortunately don't have a retail front side just yet. It's just, you know, commercial space. But Just the website being the MrSuds.com is the number one place, as well as TikTok is another big platform. There's a lot of coupons and deals and that. So, but yeah, we eventually want to get in the local stores within the area. That's what that's our next focus is to do that.
So you need a Shark Tank partner.
We do.
I heard Tom ask you that before. I think that, you know, it is very foreboding. That's why Shark Tank, I know, is a popular program, because, you know, everybody's got this dream. They got this one thing that, this is a great idea for a product, and I'd love to get it there. Mm-hmm. Most people, myself included, never act on it. Mm-hmm. They can't get from idea to putting it on a shelf somewhere. Sure. You have. Tell people what they need to do in order to move that from the idea stage to something that is actually physically in being.
That's a great, it's just with how our story was, is, I didn't, when I started the cleaning company, I wasn't like, hey, I'm going to develop a product. Mm-hmm. I'm going to develop this laundry detergent and I'm going to go to the retail side and do all this. So I was fortunate enough that it just kind of worked out that way. But, if someone has, I always encourage if somebody has an idea and to, it of course is going to depend on what it is specifically, mm-hmm. but just follow it, take risks along the way and to just stay confident and just do it.
Well, when you say take risk, again, that's always part of a, of any business, but at some point, usually it's a financial risk when it comes to things like this. At some point, you got to the point where you talked to some of these clients that you had, and they said, "Yeah, no, I love that, and could I get some of it from you or whatever?" Which I'm sure took you down the path of, "Okay, well, I guess we should find a way how to make this in bigger amounts and package it." Mm-hmm. But at some point, that's going to cost you money. A company, or I don't know how you go about the manufacturing process here, but you're going to have to pony up a fair amount of money in order to get the first batch of, I don't know what your first batch was, 1,000 units or whatever it is, produced, and you really don't know for sure if you're going to sell those.
Right.
That would unnerve a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, and we still actually do the filling in-house, in the warehouse there. Yep. So we're getting close to the point of taking that big leap of, big truck's going to come in and, where those pallets are going to get unloaded. So, that's where, it'll be nerve wrenching.
So in a warehouse somewhere, there's you and your wife, maybe. And a couple of giant containers of the powder and a scoop and a supply of your bags. Mm-hmm. And you're filling them all up and sealing them and putting them in a box and whatever.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
We have big carts of this stuff.
I love that. That is, sometimes this show takes really weird turns in the hour or 2.5 hours, and we're right back to sort of the beginning. But it's that this is what has always made America great. This idea to innovation with a little bit of risk thrown in, and suddenly here you are, and then the final component. Now that we've got something and it seems to be working, we're not going to hog it all. We're going to share it both in a retail fashion and the profits with the nonprofits that you share it with. I couldn't be prouder of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Means a lot.
So where can people get this stuff and try it? That's what they want to know.
Definitely. Just themrsuds.com.
The Mr. Suds. Yep, so put the in the middle in the front.
The MISTER. Suds.com.
Okay. And you can order it right there, pay for it right there, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right. What's the complement of products at this point? How many different things are up there on the website?
For like reviews.
Yeah. How many items are offered up there?
Oh, there's quite a bit. Yeah. So we have 8 total SKUs of the laundry powder. So we have a bunch of different scents, and they're fun, like Cozy Barracks and Lieutenant Lavender. So they're military related.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we like to have personalities with them. There's 3 of the liquid detergents. We have dryer balls as well. So it's 100% natural New Zealand wool. Okay. It's the most natural way to soften your clothes and dry.
The first time I heard those clunking in my dryer, I went to my wife and I said, "What did you put in the dryer?"
Yeah.
And she explained to me what And they work pretty good.
Yeah, so
you got those as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is great, and we wish you much success with it. Thank you for your service to the country and to fellow people who have to do laundry, which is pretty much every one of us.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you and your wife, and much success to you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Nate Learned. Mr. Suds, themrsuds.com. You can order there. And if every business were still modeled that way and we're at this level, we'd all feel better about a lot of stuff. We just would. All right. That's going to have to do it for today, gang. We are on our way to a Friday. And on the Friday program, we'll be talking to Rich Gruber. We've moved the Civics Academy portion to the next day or the next available date since it was the 4th last weekend. We'll also be talking to the new Alice in Dairyland. So join us tomorrow at 9:10 right here on WCLO, Janesville, Beloit. Enjoy the rest of your day.